Well, what kind of animals would, like, raid a hen house or something?
Hyenas. Hyenas. I don't know if there are any hyenas around here. I don't know why I said that. Weasels is what I'm trying to say. Weasels in the hen house. I guess if you had a wild cat of some kind, they might do it.
Well, you might say, if you didn't know what kind of animal it was, you might say, I'm going to get my gun and shoot that
critter.
Or, did you ever use another word there? Like a
varmint, yeah.
What could a varmint be?
Most any undesirable animal or person in some cases.
What about a rat?
Varmint rat, nice. Yeah.
What about bed bugs or something like that?
Varmint, yeah, I guess so.
And do you have any kind of little bushy-tailed animals that climb treetops?
Squirrels.
You have different kinds here?
Yes, gray squirrels, red squirrels. I don't know a lot of squirrel names.
Well, have you ever heard those gray squirrels call anything else? Like
flying squirrels?
Is that the same thing?
I don't know. I guess so.
Well, have you ever heard of a squirrel called a boomer?
No.
And is anything smaller than a squirrel that doesn't climb trees and has dark stripes down its back? But same type of animal, but smaller.
Dark stripes down its back. Is this a raccoon? Is that? That's not smaller than a squirrel.
Well, it'd be like a squirrel with just dark stripes on it. It doesn't climb trees.
I don't know. What is that?
Well, you know, some people call them chipmunks and, or ground squirrels or something.
I don't know that we've got chipmunks around here.
Well, what kind of freshwater fish do you have around here?
Bass, catfish, bream, perch. We have some gars, of course. Those are the main ones I can think of.
And what kind of saltwater fish do you have? Do you get? What kind of seafood do you get? Or saltwater fish?
Well, it's all brought in, of course, shrimp, and I guess would be the main thing. But all of the kinds that can be frozen, we can get here.
Do you get any of those things in New Orleans you get on the half shell?
Oysters, yeah, sure.
Now, do you have any of those little animals here that live in water and make a loud noise, you know? Lives in the marshes, sit around a pond.
Oh, frogs.
What kind of, do you call the kind that live in the water anything? Just frogs and
bullfrogs? Well, yeah, bullfrogs and toads, of course, are smaller. And maybe they live on the land. I guess they do.
And is there any little kind that comes out after it rains, you know, those little green ones, make a little peeping noise?
Well, one time I was driving in my car at night in this subdivision. It was raining hard, and a frog fell out of the sky and hit the windshield of my car. Now, that's the truth. My husband doesn't believe it, but it happened all the same. I saw it come down. What? Now, you want to know, it makes a lot of noise.
What kind of frog was it?
I didn't stop to see. I kept driving. I don't know.
Well, is there any kind of little voices that come out after a storm or when it's real wet, you know, those little green ones? You ever seen those?
We have little bitty ones that come around our house a good bit. But I don't call them anything but toads.
Not much more than about an inch long? Those little green ones? Bright green?
No, I don't guess I know those.
They're supposed to be a sign that winter's over.
Nope. Don't know about that.
What about spring frogs or little peeper frogs?
No.
Rain frogs?
No.
And what do people go fishing with around here?
For bait, you mean? Well, minnows, worms, and of course artificial lures.
What kind of worms?
Earthworms, I guess. I don't know. The kinds you find under rocks.
Well, is there a bigger, livelier kind than the earthworm?